This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Book publishing can be a difficult business. A retail market that's been turned on its head. Incredibly long lead times to get product to market. One way to thrive? Find your niche and stick to it. A la Chronicle Books out of San Francisco, California. Today's conversation from the corner office.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Chronicle's a little bit different than your standard publishing house. Let me read you some of their titles so you get a sense. Game of Thrones coloring book, Star Trek Cats, the Coffee Dictionary as well. Terrell Mahoney is the president of Chronicle Books. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai. Great to be here.
Tell me what Chronicle Books is, would you?
Sure. Chronicle Books is a publisher based here in San Francisco. We're one of the largest publishers of illustrated nonfiction. We work across all sorts of lifestyle categories, whether it's cookbooks, wellness, pop culture. And we also have a large children's division where we do picture books, board books, and some YA middle grade books.
YA young adult, right?
Young adult, sorry.
No, just remembering my days working at Borders, but that's a whole different thing.
Did you work at Borders?
I did work at Borders, yes. That I was working at Borders before I got into public radio, but that's a whole different thing.
What store
and
number?
And also, I'm interviewing you, by the way.
Sorry.
I don't remember the store number.
I would love to hear about your days at Borders.
It was the one down in Palo Alto.
Okay.
It used to be in the theater on University Avenue.
I know it.
So it's an interesting thing that you do because it's not just books, right? It's all kinds of other sort of addenda that feel good and tangible in the hand, right? And you have to get people into retail stores and it's all of that.
Retail is critical for us because it is the experience. Our books really have to be discovered. They can be found in a store. They're merchandised with all sorts of other products sometimes, or in a bookstore on a shelf, or even on a table alongside other types of gifts, stationery, and best-selling novels. We really are very distinct.
Is Jeff Bezos and Amazon your worst nightmare, or what?
It's complicated. Amazon has been a great customer of ours, and they have been an incredible. They've offered incredible convenience to people who want to buy books. What we often worry about is, what about our retailers? There is some serendipity that happens at a store. And really, it's a Chronicle book that often benefits from that kind of discovery.
Was there an aha moment when you realized you couldn't just be at Barnes & Noble or Borders? You had to be in you know, food supply stores and all that?
There was. It wasn't in my time, but there was the story goes that the president of the company for the last 40 years, he was also the sales rep back in the, I think, late 80s, and he went to Barnes & Noble to present our full fall front list, which is our new titles. And he came back with no orders for any books. And that was the moment where he and others thought, we got to figure out a different way of bringing books into the market. We can't build our house all around Barnes & Noble.
Who, I wonder, though, is your competition? Is it the Penguins and the Random Houses, or is it somebody else that I'm not even thinking of?
Well, it's a lot more of the bigger publishers have kind of figured out what we do and mm-hmm. what we do well and are trying to emulate that. And more specifically, if you were to look at Random House or any other big publisher 15 years ago, they really didn't care about where else they could sell books outside mm-hmm. of the big bookstores, whether it was Borders, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And here we were, a publisher that was creating visual books that we knew had an opportunity to be discovered as a gift in anything from a small gift shop on downtown Main Street to a pet store to a gourmet store. That is now something those bigger publishers are figuring out and trying to be a part of.
You've been running the place for a year, plus or minus, right?
Minus 7 months in. Not counting.
Okay. All right. Well, this is perhaps a front-loaded question then, but with an identity as clearly established as Chronicle Books has established it, where do you take this company next? What's your big thing going to be?
So when I look out into the future, of course, I'm thinking about how do we stay on trend? You know, the publishing business is not a fast-moving business. We're acquiring a book today,
yeah.
And it'll probably be out there 18 months,
wow.
24 months from now.
Wow.
So that is a challenge.
Yeah.
And for me, it's thinking about How do we move more quickly, I think, is what I'm mostly concerned about. A couple of years ago, we saw a meme that was starting to take hold and gain popularity, and it was Grumpy Cat. I don't know if you've
heard
of this guy,
yes.
But we saw this. We thought it was hilarious. We were lucky enough to get a book deal pretty quickly, and we probably got out in the market in 12 months.
And we had
a huge success. We sold 500,000 copies of that little, and it's a girl, that little gal's
I didn't know that.
Funny comments and pictures it is. But how often we can do that is, I think, less and less, really finding something that will still be of interest 12, 18 months from now.
Tara Mahoney, she is the president of Chronicle Books. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's great.
There is more where that came from, the rest of our interview, and all the conversations from the Corner Office on our Corner Office podcast.